It's called the Ultimate Rural Training Centre, so we'll be selecting people here from around the district and further afield, and they'll be able to come here and do their Cert 2 and Cert 3 in agriculture, and then there'll be a 6 and 8 weeks program, and what they don't accomplish here they'll do in their jobs. We'll have the jobs lined up for them before they come here. They've just got to prove to us that they can do it. We'll help them through, and then we put them straight into jobs.
We're talking what age kids from around the district? We're talking young teens or adults?
Yeah, we like them to be sort of 17 up, but we'll be doing some school-based traineeships and that as we get going.
And what skills are going to be taught here?
They'll be taught just their basic skills like fencing, chemical certificates. There'll be horsemanship, cattle husbandry, animal welfare. This first group here, we start here on the 10th. We've got 12 students plus a few extras lined up. Well, there's 11 of them from Palm. I went over there and signed up 11 the other day. They can all ride horses, them Palm kids. They just need to be helped and taught a few different methods. We know the island pretty well. We've done a real lot of work there before. If they want to get off the island and make something of their lives, we're the people to help them.
It obviously needs an agricultural background or an interest in pursuing this. You're not just going to get your standard Year 12 student that's going to come along and jump in here.
No, that's right. They've got to have an interest for it. We've had a couple of schools come out here at different times, and we had Rural Skills Australia come here, and they spent a day here with their science and agriculture. That's what we're trying to do, is get the general public around towns, well, all around Queensland for that matter, behind what we're trying to achieve here.
And what is it you are trying to achieve?
Well, we're just trying to get our knowledge out there as much as we can and get some of these young people that are getting into trouble around town and into drugs and writing on toilet walls and breaking into houses, like, get them out of it before they get to that stage. You've got a small window where you can change these kids, and, you know, we'll give them the opportunity.
What other skills will be involved?
Basic understanding the facts of life, like, they'll have to be making their own beds every morning, doing their own washing. They'll be washing their plates or putting them in the dishwasher or whatever. Breakfast at 5 o'clock, whatever. They've got to be there 10 minutes before or ready to go. There's none of this sleeping in and all that. That doesn't happen. It's the only qualities you need to get along in this world is honesty and reliability. And if you've got that and someone to help you along the way, well, you've got a fair chance of making it. A good work ethic is the key. Basic hands-on stuff, because the world's running out of arms and legs. That's what it is. There's plenty of people there really educated, but they can't get jobs either. And if we can get them started and then put them in the job, and some of these jobs they're going into with a subsidy behind them of $300 or $400 a week that helps offset their wages, like, that's a damn good start for anyone.
How long will the training course run?
We start on the 10th. This is only a 2-week course, this first one. This is for the Northern Territory Cattlemen Association. And instead of me going over there, this mob's coming here.
So organisations like the Cattlemen's Association, do you have other groups similar to that that's task you to go out and do the same again?
We've got a lot of connections with the industry right through Queensland and the Territory and all over the place. It's not a point of them asking us, it's a point of us having the connection with all these producers, and we can ring and say, look, we've got two blokes here, they're really good fellas, you know. And I might ring 10 producers, but we'll find them a spot.
What's your background that you can provide this sort of service?
Well, I've been around for a long time. Get in there and whoever I'm teaching, if I've got a group of, and I do teach 50 and 60 people at once, I get down to all their levels and just come up with them, and I teach them as individuals as well as a group.
You were saying that you've got placements for all the kids that take part in the training. What sort of response have you had from the industry itself with this idea?
It's been good. You just got to get them started somewhere, and once you get them started, they're away. We don't publicise what we do a lot, but we're always there. We've been around a long time. But Vicky and I, we train 28 kids here off our own bat that come to us in the street. And those kids, all bar one, have all gone on in life. One of them come here as a 15-year-old addicted on punting on racehorses, and he's now a fashion designer in London. So, you know, it doesn't matter what path they take, you just got to straighten them out.
So how does it feel when you see, you know, your protégés, your kids, going out there and making a success and finding their path?
Vicky and I often talk about it, and, you know, to have probably one of your students get to the stage where he's running clinics or schools and we go to him and see if we can learn off him, I reckon that'd be great. And I joke with them a lot, and they all say to me, oh, Judy, you're a funny man, you know. I'm like, I'll never ask them to do anything that I can't do. I'll explain it all to them first, tell them the safety aspects of it and why we've got to do this and why we've got to do that. Then I might get on a horse and do something. I'll say, that's what you do. And they'll say, oh, that's good, we can't do that one. And I'll say, mate, you don't know, you try. And I'll get on and do something and I'll say, oh, Judy, you're good. I say, yeah, good for a white fella, eh?